Speaking, I felt bad I didn't record last night's year. Someone asked me to, but I apologize. But let's continue talking about some ideas, machshava, chassidus, about the world of tefillah. That's our focus this week again. It's a story, a boy who woke up one morning in a terrible dream he had. And he went to the Beis Medrash that morning. And he asked a few people to get together to do what's called a Tavas Chalamos, to make the Chalam good, the Gemaras and Brachos, Birchas Kohanim is a good time to do this as well. So they said, well, what was the bad dream? Tell us the bad dream. He said, I don't want to talk about it. So he was very, very nervous. They said, tell us, what were you dreaming about? So he shared with them that he had a dream that he saw the Ribbono Shel Olam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Said, why is that a bad dream? That's incredible. He says, no, it's not. The pasuk says a person who looks at a Kadosh Baruch Hu's image will die. You can't see a Kadosh Baruch Hu and live. So he got very nervous. He said, no, you know the way dreams work? You know, the Gemara says dreams work. Whatever you were thinking of during the daytime, you were thinking at that night. And since you're a bacher learning the Beis Medrash, you were learning and thinking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu all day long. He says, that's the problem. I wasn't thinking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu at all. And the story is just a message about when we learn, we don't think about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? People ask a lot. I've been asked this question a lot. So when we're learning, where do you see a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Rabbi Hartman, who wrote famously the footnotes on the Maharal, he said, I heard him speak a number of years ago, he said the number one question he gets from kids in high school is, where do you see a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Gemara? So we all go through. We all go through and we learn. And we learn through. And we don't feel a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we don't see a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we don't sense a Kadosh Baruch Hu. How do we do this? So the word tefillah, the word tefillah and tefillin are of course very connected. And the Mefarshim explained that the Lashon tefillah comes from, read a few weeks ago in the Parsha, in Parsha Vayetzeh, a number of weeks ago, we read about one of the children, one of the Shvatim, whose name is Naphtali. It says, "Vatomer Rachel Naftuli Elokim Niftalti, Imachosi Gam Yachalti." Naftali. What does the word Naftuli mean? Niftalti mean? And so Rashi quotes from Menachem Ben Sara, Kiperush B'Machberes. He writes, "Tzamed Psil," which means to close. "Chiburim Me'es Hamakom Nischabarti Imachosi Lizuchos Bon." I made chiburim. I made connections. Made connections. Naftali, tefillin, and tefillah mean to connect. It's a connection. Tefillah is the way we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does that mean about Torah? What does it mean about tefillah? What functions do each of them play? So man is always thriving for connection. We're looking for connections. Women certainly are not meant to be by themselves, isolated. That's not the Jewish concept. This is such a concept of hispodus, talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu, one-on-one. But we thrive connection. We want to connect to a spouse. We want to connect to children, parents, friends, rebbeim, and ultimately to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. To be davik b'Hashem. The word Adam, Aleph Dal Mem, if you spell it out, each letter in full. So I think this is from the Shla, that you spell the letter Aleph, it's spelled Aleph Lamed Peh. You spell the letter Dalet, it's Dalet Lamed Saf. And the letter Mem is Mem Mem. That's what's called Milui, letters B'Milui. So if you look at just the letters B'Milui, not the Aleph, Dalet, Mem in the beginning, but the additional letters, the Milui letters, so you're left with Lamed Peh, Lamed Taf, and Mem. Those are letters of Mispala. The essence of a person, of an Adam, must be mispalel, to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mispalel. That's what we're thriving to do. That's what it means. We spoke yesterday that a person should have a cheshek, a desire to draw close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to connect. That's the cheshek we have in between each tefillah, to want to come to the next tefillah. Not that tefillah should be a burden. Not that it's another mincha, it's another mariv, it's another shachar, chas v'shalom, that should be. And sometimes we feel that way, but it shouldn't be that way. And it's an avodah shebelev. But the idea is we want to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and when we daven, there's a connection, mispalo, there's a tefillah, there's a naftali taking place there. So So the Gemara in Brachos says that Achar Churban Beis Hamikdash, after the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, so Eino Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'alomo Ela Dal Amos Shel Halacha. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't exist. The only place he exists in our Beis Medrash, our yeshivas, where we learn. Dal Amos Shel Halacha. In times of Beis Hamikdash, Kadosh Baruch Hu was present in the Beis Hamikdash. The Shekhinah was more present there than anywhere else in the world. Of course, he's found everywhere, but he's primarily found in the Beis Hamikdash. He was found. And that was a Makom Tefillah. Beis Tefillah. There's a Beis Tefillah to daven where Kadosh Baruch Hu is. So now, we create the Makom Tefillah, right? When we learn, in Beis Medrash, Dal Amos Shel Halacha, now Kadosh Baruch Hu is here. And that's why the Gemara in Brachos talks about, is it better to daven a Beis Knesses, a Beis Tefillah, or is it better to daven a Beis Medrash? And the Gemara concludes, better to daven where? The Beis Medrash. Person learned, you should daven where you learn. Because when you learn, you bring the Shekhinah there. So the Gemara says, Ein Ba'alama El Dal Amos Shel Halacha, the Shekhinah is there. And now you could be mispal, you could daven, and you could connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu everywhere and anywhere. There's no question. But there's certain times, certain places where it's even more. It's even more highlighted. And then that's where a person learns. So you're learning, understanding Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, understanding Kadosh Baruch Hu's world, understanding Kadosh Baruch Hu himself. Then you daven, and then you connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah goes into the moach, into the brain, and the tefillah goes into the heart. It's all about connecting to Kadosh Baruch Hu. When you get to the point when tefillah is supposed to be like a resurgence, a little boost. It's not that we're supposed to daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu, close the siddur and just go back to normal life. We're supposed to have a Kadosh Baruch Hu on our lips, whatever we do. You talk to a Sephardi, any Sephardim in here?
Technically.
But you don't affiliate, okay. But the real Sephardim, you got a real Sephardi. You got even a Chiloni Sephardi. They're always talking about Hashem, Hashem. They're always talking about Kadosh Baruch Hu. Always giving brachas. Talk about a real businessman in Sephardi. They mamish, they believe in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. They're talking about Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's all Siyata Deshmaya. They say it. They believe it. Ashkenazim, not so much. We believe a little bit, but not as much. The Sephardim Rezocha, the koach of tefillah. I mean, you go to a Ashkenazi minin, it's 35 minutes, maybe. Go to Sephardi minin, it's an hour and 20 minutes. It's not because they say that much more, because they say the words and they say slow and they go into it. And the Sephardim are excited about slichos. They love slichos, even though it's longer than us. We dread slichos, the Ashkenazim. We have a week and a half of it, maybe. They have a full month and they love it. They're so excited. They're not making it up. They mamish believe it. They really feel it. They love the singing, the slichos and whatnot. Because the Sephardim have such a connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The world of tefillah, is the Sephardim. The world of Ashkenazim is more the Torah, the Lamdas. But the point of tefillah is to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu that moment, and to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu wherever you go. You're looking for a parking spot? Kadosh Baruch Hu, help me find the parking spot. Whatever it is, just speak to Kadosh Baruch Hu in every step of the way. Whether in business, the great Gedolim say, why there is Ocha to be such Gedolim in Limud HaTorah? Because they davened. The Chazon Ish, when he said Ave Rabba, he davened that he should know Torah well, remember it well. There's a Rashi in Avodah Zarah. It says a person should add in during Atah Chonein, Rashi writes this, that you should be Zochet in Limud HaTorah, to be Matzliach in your learning. They all say, a Melis is necessary, a Chazar is necessary, but it all starts with Tefillah. All the Gedolim said that, starting from Rashi. You daven to be Talmud Chacham, you daven to remember, you're having a hard time understanding a Sugya. So the next day, Atah Chonein, or Shemaya Tefillah, wherever you want to add anything in. Kadosh Baruch Hu, please help me understand the sugya. I want to understand Svek Sveika. I want to understand, we get to learn Gittin. I want to understand B'fai Nechta, B'fai Nechta. I want to understand the sugya. It's a shlichas. I want to understand whatever it is. But it's the tefillah. It's the tefillah to connecting to a Kadosh Baruch Hu that allows you, opens your eyes up to the Torah. And it's tefillah that, brings an incredible bracha. We have 12, 13 bakashas we ask for in Shemoneh Esrei. The tefillah is a key, it's a mafteach to bracha. I mean, the goal of tefillah is to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But Chazal teaches, they serve as, you're building bridges, you're building pipelines, you're building connections to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he's going to send you down bracha. He's going to send you down das. He's going to send you down tshuva. He's going to send you down slicha. He's going to send you down all types of things that we need and we want. When you build these connections, you build these bridges to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he sends everything down. All the Shefa, the Maral writes, brings down here, Shekaviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sidr Kacha Bria, Kadosh Baruch Hu made the Bria in such a way, Shekadesh Yehud HaNivram Mikablam Shefa Mimenu Yisbaruch, and in order for us to receive the Shefa that we need and the Shefa that we want, we want to have Parnasa, we want to have health, we want to have Das, we want to have all the things that we want. Tzarech She'isoru Heim a love, you need to be inspired. Need to be inspired. And then somehow, the greater inspiration we have, the greater connection, the greater tefillah, so then that's going to create these pipelines of whatever shefa we want. According to how inspired, how engaged, how much gavan you have, that's how much shefa is going to come. Your pipes are as big and wide as you make them. The greater you daven, the greater you connect, the greater the pipes are. There's endless amounts of shefa Kadosh Baruch Hu sends us. He sends us as much as we want. It's up to us to decide how much we want to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Vim lo yisoru, if not, lo yimashach lemi, won't have the shefa that we want. Ha'adon Baruch Hu chavetz v'rotzah shetir b'tovas b'ruv b'chozman. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants the best for us. He wants us to have everything good in this world. He wants us to have health and parnasa and children and chinuch and shalom bayis and all that. He wants us to. It's up to us. If we daven, we connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's there. You just need the key. And the tefillah has all the keys to it. And then he writes, Maral writes further, that the more a person is stuck in the world of Gashmias, a person is too much in Tegashmius. It means he's distanced. He's distanced from the Or, from the source of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, from that Shefa. That's why you guys had a late lunch today, test out your Gashmius. So the more removed you are from the world of Gashmius, so then the closer you are to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the greater we daven, the greater those pipelines, the wider the pipelines will be, and the greater access we'll have to the incredible Shefa. But the tefillah is what gives us access to Torah. The tefillah gives us access to Bracha. The tefillah gives us access to Shefa and Parnasa and Rufu and everything that a person needs and wants. And as we'll discuss tomorrow, that it was all standing on the shoulders of the great Avos, that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov all were misaking the different tefillahs, as we know. And there's a fascinating idea, I think the Sat Merav says this. Now, the word Machaneh is a Gematria 108. Machaneh is a camp. There were Machanos around the base of Migdash, and Machanos around the Mishkan is a Machaneh. And the Gemara Pesachim says that Avram Avinu saw Hamoria as Har, as a mountain. And Yitzchak saw it as Lasuch, Basad as a field, and Yaakov saw it as a bias. So the Gematria of Har is 205 in Makola plus 1, that means. We could talk about Gematria a different time if you want, but 206 is the Gematria of Har in Makola. 206 is 2 times Machaneh. The Gematria of Sadeh is 309, which is 3 times Machaneh. The Gematria of Bias is 412, which is 4 times Machaneh. So the Avos were building these camps, the Machaneh, to Ahar, to the Sada, to the Bias, for us to come closer. Ultimately, that Bias became a base Tefillah. The Gematria of Tefillah is 515, which is 5 times Machaneh, which is the Gematria of Eschar, and also 515, which is the amount of times Moshe Benu davened to enter into Eretz Yisrael. You do the math from Tu B'Av until Zayin Adar, Rekiv Eger points out, Pnei Shu actually points out, there are 515 Tefillahs to Tu B'Av, where he thought he had a chance to go back in after everyone stopped dying, until Zayin Adar, until he died, Cheshvin with the count Musaf, Shabbos, whatnot. But there's a 515 Yidavim, which is the Gematria of Eschanan, the Gematria of Tefillah, which is again is 5 times Machaneh. So we are standing now on the shoulders of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Moshe. In terms of the Tefillah, we're closer. We're coming closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu and Davin. Rav Chaim Volozhin points out that when a person davens, called teva me'atvila, every word that you say, every baruch, every ata, every Hashem that we say, he ha'ole l'mala mala de mari kolin, which are referring to the bali kol knafayim, referring to angels. The angels take our words, take our brachas, take our tefillas, and they somehow go up in Shemayim, writes Rav Chaim Volozhin. Somehow go up in Shemayim. And he brings from the Tikkuni Zohar that writes this. Kad Barnosh, when a person, Afik Hevalim, when he says words, he breathes, Vidibum Betzilusei, he says words in tefillah. Kama ofen paschen gadfayu b'mayu l'kabalon, birds or angels are catching them. Ki ofa shemaim yolich es hakol ba'al kafayim yagidavar. Again, these are deep things which I don't understand, but somehow the words are going to deep places that the malachim and birds are taking them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that creates the connections, that allows the shefa to pour through. It's all about these connections, to be mispalo, to daven. So sometimes when we do learn, like the boy woke up with a bad dream and he, you know, didn't feel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu all day, even though he's learning, it's because of the way a person feels a connection with tefillah. You could tell, you know, you look at Yerubim, you know, you look at how Rav Shechter davens, you know, he davens b'mesikus, slowly, carefully, every word is, you know, you need tefillah and tov. It doesn't work just learning without the tefillah. You need both these to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I guess the point is that, you know, even though, of course, we don't hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To feel. Now, I was zochah to be, you think it's a zuchus, maybe it's not zuchus. Sunday night, I went to the Hasek concert. So, my family's very into music, my wife in particular, and my kids. And we'll share that later. And so, at the concert, so they had, there's no real intermission, but there was a mentalist in between the two halves. Owes something. He's a very famous guy, apparently. Owes something. He wasn't Jewish, but he knew how to say ches well and making a lot of good jokes, Jewish jokes. And he did some amazing tricks. And you know, one of the most amazing ones that I saw that night, and all of them were, each were crazy, but he was having people stand in the audience, and he says, I want you to think of a famous person, dead or alive. And they called them up, and then from a distance, he said, okay, fine. Steph Curry? The guy sits down. If you get it right, you sit down. Like five guys. This guy, you know, Kevin Durant. Because I saw him, I said, Steph Curry, you got like a little nervous, so I figured like you're also in the athlete area. I don't know why he said Kevin Durant, but he, you know, each guy he was able to nail. It was nuts. It was nuts. And then he said, you know, I don't like to plateau, I like to go higher and higher and higher. So he called on a guy, Yankee something, said, I want you to come up on stage. But when he's going around, I was like so nervous, my wife and I were so nervous that he was going to call on us. Like it was like a choice. He definitely called people who didn't want to be called on, so we were so thankful that we were not called on. But we were in the video panel because we were right in back of one of the guys who were called on. Who was called on, but either way, so he calls the guy Yankee up to the stage. Okay, Yankee, I want you to close your eyes and put your fingers in your ears. And I want you just to think. And he calls on two people from the crowd and write a piece of paper, write a famous person. And they write a famous person and close like that. He says, Yankee, open your eyes and take your fingers out of your ear. Now tell him what he's holding. Just don't think. Just mamish, feel like you're connected to the guy. Feel like you're connected to him. Just say what's on your mind. Just say it. Just new. You say new, but Mickey Mantle. The guy's like, turns on the page, he's holding Mickey Mantle. And he sat down. Okay, the next guy. Yankee, say what you're thinking. Albert Einstein. Guy turns around and he's Albert Einstein. Like, how in the world do you do that? I don't know what this mentalist did. He convinced him to say this or that, or there were some connections that were there. I have no idea. I'm fascinated to learn. But, you know, these connections that these individuals had, whatever that was, that's we're trying to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. trying to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu through tefillah. That's what tefillah does. That the tefillah itself, we should feel the presence of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it's hard. It's not easy. Not easy. I told you this morning that Rebbeim in high school have a very hard time inspiring boys to daven. Why? Because they have, most people have what they need. High school kids, they're not working, and most of them, their parents give them what they want, they have food, they go to camp, they play sports, they go to sports events, they have a car, they have everything, whatever they need, depending where you live and what you have, but most people have what they want and what they need. What's there to daven for? They're not thriving for a connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But as we grow older, you know, we realize that there's things we need. As we grow older, we realize we need a shidduch. As we grow older, we realize we want children. Chinuch, shalom bayis, parnasa, all these things. But the point isn't for the brachas. The point isn't for the chef. The point is for the connection. But the connection allows for it. So it's Hashem again. You know, tefillah is an ongoing battle, ongoing fight. But at least for the next few days, hopefully, Mitzvah Hashem, we should all be mechazik in the tefillah. It should last, bein tefillah letefillah, and continue to grow weiter. Any question you want to ask?
Yeah. As we're saying that,